Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
About that action, the Quick Picks edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/SGP.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is home to the Best Ball Mania 2 contest where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
And lastly, we're brought to you by Odds Jam. Odds Jam is the betting tool every sharp bettor needs, bringing you the latest prices and presenting the best betting opportunities. Dominate the marketplace with Odds Jam. Use promo code SGP and get 5% off sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam.
About that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to About That Action, the Quick Picks edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Thursday, May 13th, and we are here to do the EPL Quick Picks show. Mark, I don't need to hear how you're doing. I don't care. I'm not interested, but tell me, Mark, did we make money on the English Premier League last week?
We absolutely did, thanks to another big dog hit that I took. You did not take it.
I had a good dog, though, too. I'll get to it in a bit.
Yeah, well, it couldn't have been as good as mine. Plus 335, Chelsea beating Manchester City on the road. A goal from Marcos Alonso with just about the last kick of the match to secure a 2-1 win. What a great game to have money on. That's why we bet on sports. Not just for the money, but for the thrill of chasing those dogs. So that cashed me out at plus 335. Unfortunately, I do this every week, Kyle, almost every week. You let me do this. I tell you not to, but you keep letting me bet on Spurs winning.
My fault.
They were a plus money favorite, so I took them, and they got smoked by Leeds United, so I lost money there. But I hit another dog, Wolves, beating Brighton at plus 230.
Nice.
Comfortably beating Brighton, too. And, honestly, had Spurs won that match, we would have cashed like a plus 2,800 parlay, I think it was.
Oof.
So do I want to look at that as $2,800 lost?
Right.
Or is it the glass half full and just say that we won $435? I think I'll take the latter. So it's
good.
All in all, a week just under $500 for me.
That's excellent. That's what the Quick Pick Show is all about. I also had a successful week, which I'm stoked about. Manchester United was my lock. They beat Aston Villa. I had them at minus 130. We both kind of talked about West Ham and the important time in their season, especially with them sitting right near that top four. But they actually end up losing to Everton, which is unfortunate because I had them at plus 130. So we lose that one. But my dog hits Mark. Burnley at plus 240 to beat Fulham lands there. And Fulham just were given respect by the odds makers last week, despite being one of the worst teams in the league, and I jumped on that opportunity, and I'm glad about it. So Burnley got the plus 240 there for a total of $316 in profit. We also had, I think 2 weeks ago, we broke down Manchester United versus Liverpool in that match that got postponed because of the Old Trafford protesters reaching the field. So that game is hours away from kickoff at the time of recording. So we'll have to tally that into next week, Mark, because you have the draw there at plus 250. And I took Manchester United way back when at plus 180. So we'll be looking forward to tuning into that one after this show. And without further ado, Mark, we're into some more matchups this weekend. I mean, we're coming to the tail end of the season here. What's the first pick you like from the matches this weekend?
Well, on the back of West Ham losing to Everton, I am going to take them on the road against Brighton. They are a favorite, but still pretty good plus money. They are plus 160. Brighton is plus 180. Brighton, one of those teams that, I don't know, when I look at their form, like in their last five matches, they've only won one, but they've drawn two of them, lost the other two. Like, I don't know, they just like pull these wins out of nowhere. So I feel like that gives them favor to the bookies, because they do, for a team that's that close to the bottom, they're the 17th place. They're pretty much clear of relegation at this point, but they're still the team right outside of it. I feel like for a team of that level, they do play good soccer. I think the bookies really like them for some reason.
Yeah.
So with good reason, they have won against the spread a bunch this season, and it's cost me some money, but I feel like West Ham here are going to get the job done. Like we said last week, this is like the do or die part of the season. We really said West Ham needed a point against Everton, so not doing that was absolutely diabolical for them. But I think, you know, Chelsea, they just lost to Arsenal yesterday, so they dropped points. So West Ham's looking at this like, okay, we can kind of close that gap up again.
Yep.
And like we mentioned before, when you look at West Ham's schedule, they're playing Brighton, who's in 17th, West Brom, who's relegated, and Southampton, who's sitting very close to the bottom too. I want to say they're in 14th place, sorry.
Yeah.
So those are three very winnable games, and games that they absolutely cannot afford to drop another point if they want to keep their European, or I should say Champions League hopes alive. They're still sitting in fifth, with Liverpool breathing right down their necks too. So I'm going to take them to win at plus 160 in what's literally a do or die match for them.
Yeah. This game stood out to me as well, looking at the card. I think, like you said, we both talked about why it's so important for them not to be dropping points with the strength of schedule these last few games in the season and sitting where they are points wise. And they did the unthinkable last week in losing to Everton in a huge spot where Everton didn't have a whole lot to play for. But they did lose that match, which makes the pressure even higher on them to win this one. And not bad odds too, getting him at plus 160. So that is Mark's first pick, West Ham plus 160, to get the job done against Brighton. My first pick, for the weekend, I'm going to go with Southampton, at even money. I'm going to take them on the money line against Fulham. Fulham is priced at 275. Mark, I think I'm just going to make my living, fading Fulham and just picking them to lose every match, because it seems to be a great money-making strategy. This is not that important of a match. Fulham doesn't really have a chance to escape from the relegation zone. Southampton, you know, they've had an okay season. The past few years, they've been kind of a fun team to watch. They have some good players that come from their system that end up going to bigger clubs. I feel like they're a team that we haven't been able to talk very much this season just because they've been kind of inconsistent and sitting around the middle, and they just haven't been in many big conversations this year. But they are a solid club, with a solid team. And this is just a spot where I'm going to keep fading Fulham, because it's working. And so I'm going to keep doing that. And even money for a team like Southampton against a team like Fulham seems like it's worth it. You look at the form of the two as well, like Southampton coming in with okay form, Fulham coming in with terrible form. I'm just going to go ahead and not try to overthink this one, Mark. Southampton versus Fulham. I'm going to take Southampton on the money line, even money. Your reaction to that?
I actually took them as my draw of the week, so we're going to skip ahead there. Actually, I realized I misspoke when I broke down Brighton being just about safe. I just realized Fulham got relegated like 2 days ago.
Brighton
I completely
safe.
Forgot
Brighton
about that.
Safe.
I feel like we kind of like brushed over that. So all three
Brighton
of the relegated
safe.
Teams are decided. I guess we should clarify that for the listeners. So because of that, I feel like Fulham, I always feel like teams get a little bit of a bump when they get relegated, just because
it, the relegation bump.
Yeah, it's like a weight off their shoulders, where it's like, okay, we don't need to just like hunker down and scrap for these points or whatever. Let's just go play soccer and see what happens. And
don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happens, sort of thing.
Exactly. So I'm going to take the relegation bump here, and I think we could see like a 1-1 or a 2-2 draw. So that's the only reason why I took this as my draw of the week, and it's at +250. So we'll have to see what happens there.
That's pretty good. All right, go ahead and to make sure it's official, I'm going to take Southampton even on the money line. Mark's going to take the draw. Mark, your second pick of the weekend.
I'm going to take Manchester City, and I'm actually going to.
Oh, wow. Something. Nice pick, Mark.
I'm going to do. Hang on a minute.
You should host a show.
I'm going to do something unprecedented in the Bout That Action Quick Picks edition history. I'm actually going to double down on them, taking the money line at -360, mm-hmm. which, like we said, is kind of a snooze bet to make.
Yeah.
But I also like over 2.5 goals scored at -120, just to make that line a little bit more profitable.
Wait, that's just overall, just over 2.5 goals in the game, or is that with Manchester City winning the game?
That's with Manchester City winning the
game.
Got it.
So Manchester City winning.
If Newcastle, I don't think Newcastle's winning the game at all.
Yes, Manchester City winning the game and over 2.5 goals. So both those things need to happen for you to cash the -120, just to be clear.
I would cash a -120 and a -360 if
that
happened.
Got it. Okay.
I feel like we don't really need to go into that much depth on this pick, right? Like, Man City officially have won the league, and all three teams are relegated, which means that. And I mean, if you look at the table right now, literally only basically Leicester, Chelsea, West Ham, and Liverpool are playing for anything.
It's kind like, of a boring. It's kind of a boring end of the season compared to normal Premier League.
There's three. There's two or three games left, depending on which team you're looking at.
Yeah.
And only four teams have anything to play for at
and
this
that's
point.
Like, that's the most exciting part of the Premier League, is like that last weekend where you get to see like. You know, the teams escape relegation, or a team unexpectedly gets sent into the relegation zone on the final match day. Like that drama is not going to be there because the bottom three are already decided. So hopefully we'll get some like excitement related to the top four spots, you know, on the final match.
Literally,
day.
Literally. Yeah. Places 7 through 20.
Yeah.
There's nothing
decided,
to play for.
Right. Decided.
And 1 and 2 is locked in also. But anyways, neither here nor there. That's the way it goes sometimes. So, I mean, I'm going to take Man City. They won the league. I think that gives them an opportunity to rest some players because they also have the Champions League coming up.
Yes, they do.
And I feel like when you give players a chance, maybe the guys that didn't get as much time this year, like thinking up top, like Gabriel Jesus, mm-hmm. Or even like club legend Sergio Aguero, who's leaving at the end of the year. They have that motivation to prove themselves, especially against a Newcastle team that's not only at the bottom, towards the bottom of the table in 16th, but, you know, they don't have to fear losing anymore. So they don't have to play that typical defensive style. So I think it's a combination for Man City to come in and really punish them with, I mean, 3 or 4 goals probably. So I'm going to take, I think 2.5 goals is actually on the safer side.
Yeah.
It is still minus money at -120.
Right. Sounds good. My second pick for the weekend, I'm going to look at this matchup between Aston Villa and Crystal Palace. Aston Villa, the plus money favorites at +135. Crystal Palace, you can get at a dog price of +205. And that is what I'm going to do. This is a sneak preview of my dog of the week. Crystal Palace, we've talked about pretty much every week, it feels like. Team with a lot of talent, a team that's fun to watch, but they've just been in terrible form recently. Only one win in their last 5 matches, the other 4 being defeats. They've looked bad recently, so I'm going to have to go ahead and defend why I'm making this pick. But when you look at this matchup between Aston Villa and Crystal Palace, Aston Villa sitting in 11th, okay, Crystal Palace sitting in 13th. There's literally nothing to play for here. There's nothing to play for.
No, we said 7 through 20 in the table. There's nothing.
There's especially nothing to play for here, though, it feels like. There's just these two teams are just so dead even on paper, and they're sitting so close to each other in the table, like just one spot separating them, that I look at this matchup and I'm like, you know, anything could happen here, Mark. Like, this could be a draw easily. I looked at it at possibly making it my draw of the week. This could easily be a draw. This could easily be a 1-0 either direction. this could be a game that opens. I just have no sense of what this game is going to be like, and I have no real good analysis on it. And that's exactly why I'm just going to take the bigger plus money, right? I'm just going to take the dog because on paper, these teams are not far from each other at all. Maybe Aston Villa has a slight edge, sure. But at plus 205 for a team like Crystal Palace that does have offensive firepower, like I could easily see like a 1-0 happening in Crystal Palace's favor and cashing this ticket. I just don't really know what way to take this game. So when I was looking at it, I was like, you know, this feels like one of those games where truly anything can happen. So for that reason, I'm just going to go ahead and take them as my dog. What do you think?
So you're basically saying that because you have no clue what's going to happen, you're going to take the bigger underdog.
Because it's a pointless game. It's a pointless game. Who knows what the lineups are going to look like? Who knows whether it's going to be a defensive game and who knows? There's so many question marks around it because it's this point in the season and they're both sitting in the middle of the table and there's just, we don't even need to have this match, Mark. We can just everyone can just stay home and enjoy the day with their families, but we're going to have it. And for that reason, I just don't see, I have no basis to make an analysis on. So for that reason, might as well just take the dog, right?
To be honest, on paper, that logic doesn't make any sense, but,
but
I completely agree. I completely agree with this pick.
Like why not take in these spots? Why not take, you know, like, I don't know. It could very easily be 1-0 Aston Villa. And next week I'll just say, yeah, we lost that one. But just to switch it up, just to make this game interesting in case it's on your TV.
It's definitely worth a shot. It's definitely worth the shot.
I'm going to take the shot. That is my dog. I wanted to pick a dog for the week. Didn't like any other ones. So Crystal Palace, come on. Come on, you Crystal Palace. This weekend against Aston Villa, that is my official second pick. Mark, your third and final.
Third and final, I wanted to pick a game that actually has some ramifications on the season.
Thank you.
And it's the best matchup of this weekend. It's Chelsea, a -140 favorite. They're hosting Leicester City at +400. Leicester, like we said, slowly sliding down the table, but they did bounce back with a clutch win over second place Manchester United a couple days ago. And now that they got to go to Chelsea, a win here for them really probably locks up the top four. They've got just everything to play for. Chelsea, I mean, they've got everything to play for, too. They're going to be coming out firing as well. I do think Chelsea is just a little bit stronger here. I think they've just been in absolutely great form. Obviously, they recently lost to Arsenal in the London Derby. That'll sting, so I think it's almost, like, good to get that loss out of the system.
Sure,
you know, like,
sure.
I can remember, like, when we played in college, it was like when we went on these long winning streaks. It'd be like right before you went into the playoffs, you almost like wanted to lose a game because you were like just get it out of the way,
right,
you know? So
right,
it's like,
right.
So that it's not like, oh, they've won 9 straight, they're bound to lose,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's kind of the psychological element. Chelsea went so long just winning game after game. And I still think that they're in really good form. So both
you're
teams have a lot to play for.
You're taking them on a bounce back, if you will.
Yeah, I'm taking a classic Kyle Watnell bounce back here.
Love
with
it.
Chelsea just on the money line, -140.
Yeah, that's the match of the weekend for sure. And Chelsea, yeah, has been the team that has certainly looked better as of late. And a very important one for them to win. Obviously, they have their big match in the Champions League final against Man City. But definitely going against Man City, you don't want to bank on winning that one to secure your Champions League spot. You want to do it with points on the table. So that is Mark's pick at Chelsea -140. My third and final. Speaking of bounce backs, Mark, Tottenham coming off a difficult, disappointing result last weekend that let you down when they lost to Leeds. I'm going to take them on the bounce back here at -200. They face the Wolverhampton Wolves. Tottenham, they experienced a little bit of the new manager bump, if you will, when Mourinho was sacked. They won a couple in a row there, but they end up losing their last match unexpectedly. And they could use a win here just in case the drama in the last couple weeks of the season with the top four, their name could be in the hat if we get some surprises. And obviously, the Premier League's full of surprises. You don't expect a team like Liverpool to lose this weekend. You don't expect, you know, you don't expect Leicester or Chelsea to be dropping very many points towards the end of the year, but this is the place where you can expect the unexpected. So for that reason, Tottenham could potentially put themselves in the conversation if they stop messing around. So it's more realistic than not that they don't make the top four, but I'm going to go ahead and back them here. It is a juicy price at minus 200, but coming off that bad loss to Leeds, like, that's kind of an embarrassing one for a big club like Tottenham, and you don't expect them to lose two in a row to lesser opposition. So kind of the
same Super
deal.
League club.
That's right, a Super League club. So I'm going to go ahead and take them minus 200. I've been staying away from the juicy money lines recently. And Tottenham's definitely a team that can surprise you. So hopefully I don't get bit for this one, but, I'm going to go ahead and take them on the bounce back to get the win over Wolves. And Mark, that brings me to my draw of the week. Before we go into the Lock Dog Parlay, my draw of the week is a match that none of you will be watching. It is between Burnley and Leeds. Leeds coming off of that big win over Tottenham. Now I expect them to come back down to earth against a team of similar strength in Burnley. You can get the draw at plus 250. Mark, you and I have been hitting our draws of the week recently, so fingers crossed we can keep that good form going. This is just kind of one of those matches that there's just not much meaning behind it. Burnley sitting in 15th, Leeds sitting in 10th, both in average form at best, both two wins in their last five. Just teams that are on similar trajectories right now without a lot to play for. So it makes sense to take the shot at plus 250 for them to draw. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think our strategy has just been like, what do we think is going to be the most boring game?
And it's working.
Yeah, it's mentally exhausting betting on ties. Like, people don't, American sports fans may not understand just how difficult that is on the psyche. But yeah, I mean, Leeds is a team that, I mean, they're very offensive. Burnley's very defensive. I could see it canceling out.
Maybe
I mean,
a zero,
why not?
Zero. Why not? Why not? And before we come back for the Lock Dog Parlay, a quick word from our sponsors at the show here. The show is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. So get started today and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 in a risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com and download the app today.
And look, no one's perfect. Even the best players strike out with the bases loaded. Even the best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, that's perfectly okay. But if it is bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/SGP. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't played on Underdog Fantasy, you have to check it out. Their fantasy best ball tournaments are some of the best around, including their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament, where you can win $1 million. Plus, you can play a number of games involving parlaying player props for Major League Baseball, the NBA, and more. They also have a special NBA playoffs best ball tournament coming up as well. So go to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN. Don't forget to enter that Best Ball Mania 2 tournament for your chance to win $1 million. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
And lastly, we're brought to you by Odds Jam. If you're a sharp bettor, you need to sign up with Odds Jam. Odds Jam does your line shopping for you, finding the best prices on all bets, including player props. Odds Jam even provides arbitrage opportunities where you can bet on both sides of a line at two different shops to guarantee a profit. Odds Jam also tailors itself to whatever betting market you're currently in. So sign up at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam and use promo code SGP for 5% off. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/oddsjam, promo code SGP.
Just like that, we're back. Mark, I saw that word arbitrage there, and I was waiting for you to stumble over it, but you handled it like a champ. Just an ad read pro at this point. That is why we're getting our own feed, Mark, is because we're certified pros who put in the work to make it to the top. And speaking of making it to the top, Mark, we couldn't have done it without the Lock Dog Parlay. So it's time to close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Lock
Dog Parlay.
Okay, Mark, your luck for the weekend.
I just want to clarify that we absolutely could have gotten this far without the Lock Dog Parlay. I feel like every week I'm a game away from cashing out like $3,000 and I never actually hit them. But this is the one.
That's how parlays. Yeah, maybe this time. Mark, your lock for the EPL match day, whatever it is, 36. What do you got?
I wanted to add to my Man City betting line, the one that
you tripling down.
A little shit on. I'm tripling down on it. I'm going to take Man City to win the first half at minus 140 as my lock.
You're getting more creative every week, man.
I don't think Newcastle's going to hold them for 45 minutes here. I think Man City's going to come out and grab a couple early goals. This is going to be a pretty casual match between a team that is safe from relegation and a team that has already wrapped up the league. So expect goals here on the Man City side.
Minus 140 is not a bad price for Man City to come into the half with a
not lead. At all. That's why I'm labeling it as the lock of the week.
Wow, that's a good lock at minus 140. My lock is going to be Tottenham at minus 200 on the money line. I just don't see them losing two embarrassing matches back to back, and they had that embarrassing one last week, so I expect them to take care of business. At minus 200, Mark, your dog.
I'm going to quadruple down on Man City here. I wanted to try something interesting.
Quadruple down.
This isn't going to hit, so like I wouldn't necessarily take it unless you've got a big bankroll.
Okay, all right.
Like me.
Yep, like Mark.
I want to try this for the first time in show history and take an exact score line.
I like that, okay.
Man City to win exactly 3-0. Would cash out at plus 12,500.
Wow, really?
And assuming they didn't score all those goals in the second half, it would get me a minus 140 payout on the lock. It would also get minus 120 for over 2.5 goals and minus 360 for Man City winning on the money line, which would just be, I mean, that would pay most people's rent for an entire year. I feel like that's worth putting a little bit of money on there. So I'm going to take Man City 3-0 over Newcastle at plus 12,500.
That is definitely creative. I like it. Honestly, I like the scoreline stuff. That's maybe something we should look into a little bit more. You can also take you could take Man City 3-0, 3-1, or 3-2. You have all those options at plus 350. You could take Man City 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1 at plus 190. But I think 3-0, yeah. Why not 3-0? That's a good pick there, Man City 3-0 for maybe the biggest dog in show history in terms of the price.
By far.
+12,500. My dog is going to be Crystal Palace. I already broke that match down, but just a match that means nothing. So I'm just going to go ahead and take my dog there on Crystal Palace, hoping they can put one past and maybe win 1-2-0. That would be nice. Mark, your parlay.
I'm going to parlay West Ham, Man City, and Liverpool, who we didn't talk about, but they're a minus 385 favorite away at West Brom, who, right, like we mentioned, is relegated. I think that's pretty close to a lock as well for Liverpool to win that. So you can parlay those three matches together. Again, that's West Ham, Man City, and Liverpool at plus 317.
Wow, Mark, my parlay is extremely similar to yours. I wanted to do kind of the same sort of deal. I took Man City and Liverpool, and I took Tottenham as well. So I took three juicy money lines, but then I also threw in West Ham just because I liked the pick that you made with West Ham. I liked the breakdown. I liked that they lost that big match last weekend, and they're still in the hunt for a Champions League spot. So it's really a must-win for them. So the classic four-teamer with one plus money in there, good way to do parlays. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Manchester City, West Ham, Liverpool, and Tottenham. You can get that at plus 504.
you're gonna rue putting Tottenham in your parlay. Trust me. Trust me.
Speaking from experience, for sure. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. On paper, it looks great. I'm sure someone's gonna blow it, and Tottenham does seem like the one that's raising my eyebrows. But I'm gonna stick to it, Mark. That is my parlay for the week. Only a couple EPL quick pick shows left. Any last words from Mark before we close out the show for the weekend?
Normally, I would say there's no time left for feelings or last words on the quick pick show, but I feel like we didn't even mention that we're moving over to a new feed. We got to slip that in there.
Yeah, we are. We are moving over
to a new
feed.
Name to be announced soon.
Yes, we have chosen a name for the new show. The rebrand process is coming to an end. Very, very exciting things. Mark and I are going to be doing the Euro 2021. We are going to be recording in person in beautiful, sunny San Diego, enjoying our summers and breaking down every match in the Euro 2021 tournament. We can't wait to make some money with you guys on that. So that'll be over on the new feed. We will be simulcasting on both feeds for a few weeks, so you will be able to listen to our show here, but we'll be pushing you over to the new feed, getting you to subscribe and rate and review on that one. So stay tuned for more details there. You can follow me at BetOnKyle on Twitter, at TheSGP Network on Twitter. Visit sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Review, subscribe. Did I cover it all, Mark? You happy now?
Oh, I'm always happy.
We'll see you next week.